At the Regis Center for Art on the University of Minnesota Twin Cities campus, a group of students bustle about the photography lab, holding thermos-sized cylinder canisters that contain reels of Kodak film over sinks. They are prepping the footage for the projector, bleaching the film with chemicals and washing them off. They shake the canisters back and forth, up and down, sometimes for several minutes, before pouring out the liquid, undoing the lid, and taking out the wad of jumbled film strip inside.
Right now, I am exposing it to light, which we do after we bleach it. We've sort of deleted all of like the silver halides, mm-hmm. which block the image, and then we're re-exposing them so that they show up again in the opposite color.
And you basically have to just like keep moving it around and just...
Yeah, like, just make sure that the light touches all the film.
Mm-hmm.
Mine has been way overexposed.
Mm. Like, how can you tell?
There aren't a lot of black spots in it, so it's completely filled there. Yeah, this is not good.
Is there anything, like, particular you can do to, like, make it come out better, or...
You can reshoot.
Austin Rue, a theater arts and English student attending the University of Minnesota, has spent the summer enrolled in a hands-on analog filmmaking class. Having used digital cameras to make film projects in high school, it was time to learn the older, grittier method.
And I've always wanted to learn how to, like, you know, strip film and use the real physical thing, so it was perfect.
And despite the inherent inconveniences involved, he has come to appreciate the value of shooting with physical film.
The image comes directly from the light that hits it, rather than being processed through numbers. I mean, you know, there's this argument of it looking better than digital and stuff, and I agree with it. Also, it's very personal. It's a personal sort of filmmaking. Like, it's sort of as if you were painting something,
mm-hmm.
and then you have a physical thing when you're finished, mm-hmm. and you have to put a lot of love and care into it, developing it and cutting it and watching it multiple times.
Joanne Strummer, who studied film at the University of Minnesota in the late 1960s and early 70s, and taught film at Virginia Commonwealth University for 24 years, is very familiar with this lengthy process.
First you had to get a camera, then you bought the film. Film comes in rolls, so you were limited to 3.5 minutes in 16 millimeter per 100 feet. And then you get it processed, you have to wait like a week or something before you even see what you did. And then the editing process is the most creative part, where you reassemble all this footage that you've collected.
A maker of short, intimate, artistic films, Joanne came to Austin's class as a guest speaker on the day I visited. She appreciates working with her fingers to create film as a handmade object.
Makes you work more consciously, because you do have to keep the images in your head. You have to kind of memorize everything so you can refigure it. It's not as spontaneous.
These limitations create a stimulating environment for Austin and his classmates to work in.
With digital filmmaking, you kind of have as much room as you need, so you can just keep the camera on all day and just shoot everything you want with. With analog, you have to be really careful. You have to, you know, make sure, oh, this is the perfect shot I want. You can't take too many takes. You can't just keep reshooting things because you don't have the film for it. And it makes you think about film all day, like, these are the scenes that I want to get done, how can I get them done?
He has been mostly satisfied with the results.
A lot of the stuff I've had so far has surprised me, and how, like, crisp it is, and how, like, creamy colored it is.
And he plans to put the skills he learns to use.
I'm actually planning on moving to LA after college, hopefully going to school to be like a cinematographer or something, so this is like right up my alley.
And though Austin and his fellow classmates dabble in the time-honored art of analog movie making, Joanne is still adjusting to digital film editing as she works on her latest project.
The machines keep changing so fast that just about ready to go in and do it, and then the computer is out of date, you know. Whereas the camera still works, and I bought that camera in 1976, and it still runs film through it.
For Culture Q, I am Parker Lemke.